Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours where, you know, you can find us across a multitude of platforms. We're everywhere, 24-7 on the BetMGM Network, on the free Odyssey app. You can check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network, YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You know, we're on Fubo, Roku, Samsung, all the places. And if you want to listen to us, you can do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And also, hit me up on social media, at Femi Abebefe on Twitter, Femi _ Abebefe on Instagram. We're trying to be more active on social media, especially on Instagram, where I've bumped it up now to about 4 visits per week on Instagram. We're hoping to get to a once per day here, but hey, you know what? I just Twitter is where I find a lot of my information. It's not on Instagram, and I don't really like looking at other people's photos. Sorry, that's where we sit right now. But we got the whole crew hanging with us, though, here on this Thursday. We have Tyler Morales, Jay Kassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addie Bates. You know what? I forgot to mention, Tyler Morales is boots on the ground on vacation. Like, this man is dedicated to the wagertainment on vacation in Nashville. Boots on the ground. We absolutely love it. Maybe he'll show us his setup at some point during the show. Maybe, just maybe, we'll coax that out of him. But Nick Kostos is going to join us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on the NFC playoff picture. Who's going to get that 7 seed as we head into week 12? Plus, tonight's Thursday night football game between the Bills and the Texans. That's coming up 60 minutes from right now. But as always, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. We have 3 guests that will be joining us on the program today, starting at 5:20 Eastern time. Professional sports bettor, part of the Hammer HQ, Joey Knish will check in with us with his favorite bets in college football. We'll get his thoughts on what's to happen, who's going to make the playoff, are there any interesting make the CFP bets? We'll ask Knish coming up at 5:20. To begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern time, NBC lead betting analyst Jay Croucher joins us for his usual weekday spot here on a Thursday. Jay does an awesome job with the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, and he'll give us his awards thoughts heading into Week 12 of the NFL season. And then at 6:20 Eastern time, we'll be joined by professional sports bettor, founder of the Hammer HQ, our good buddy Rob Pozzola. Rob does an awesome job hosting Forward Progress as he returns to give us his best bets for Week 12 in the NFL. But as always, we want to hear from you guys as well. The real ones watching and listening, let us know what you like for tonight's Thursday night football game. Bills at the Texans could be side, total, prop. Let us know the rationale. Put it into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat. You know where to find us at this point. And the best answers, the best responses, the best bets, if you will, we'll get the proverbial tip of the cap here on the program later on this show. But let's go ahead and get into what I really want to discuss at the top of the show. And it's actually not Thursday Night Football. We'll get into Thursday Night Football coming up in the next segment. To me, the most interesting betting, I guess, I don't want to say activity or market or whatever you want to call it, the most interesting betting part of the NFL right now, to me, is the AFC playoff picture. That's what's most interesting to me. And I want to talk about that AFC playoff picture right now, because for the first time since I think probably like 2019, we have an incredibly fascinating setup at the top of the AFC. And if you remember back in 2019, it was all the young quarterbacks, the guys who are now the old guard at this point in 2025, but it was Lamar in his first year as a starter with the Ravens. They were a one seed. Mahomes was the two seed after trying to knock on the door and get to a Super Bowl. You had the old guard Brady and the Patriots as the three. Josh Allen, the Bills were a five seed. So like, there was all these guys who are now the established Lamar, Mahomes, and Josh Allen. Those were the guys that we were all wondering, hey, how's it going to look for them in the postseason? And of course, that ended up with Patrick Mahomes going to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl, as the Chiefs' reign has been going pretty strong since about 2018. But that 2019 season was the pivot point. I don't know if this 2025 season is the pivot point, but it is putting some inexperienced quarterbacks to the forefront of what will happen in January in the AFC playoffs. Because if you look at the playoff picture right now, your number one seed is the Denver Broncos at 9-2. The Patriots, same record, are the two seed. The Colts are the three seed at 8-2. You have the Steelers as the four. They're at 6-4. The Bills are the five seed. Chargers are the six seed. And the Jaguars are the seven seed. And if you want to look at the in the hunt bracket, or the lurking side of it, or the, hey, like just on the outskirts, you got the Houston Texans, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Baltimore Ravens all at 5-5. And those are teams that are usually your AFC staples. Texans have been dominating the South. Chiefs have been dominating the West. Ravens have been dominating the North. Now they're on the outside looking in. And we got some fresh bodies in the playoffs, at least as it stands right now here on November 20th. But are all these teams that are currently in the playoff picture going to make it? I mean, I think most NFL fans will tell you no. I think it's a resounding no. Like, I have these teams grouped into three categories. Teams that are locks. Teams I feel really good about that are probably going to make the playoffs, but I don't want to put them in the lock category, not just yet. And then you have the best of the rest, the teams that are fighting for the wild card spots in these playoffs. So the teams that are the locks, for me, I think it's just two of them. Denver and New England. Today, like, those teams are locks. We said it earlier on Monday, but the game after last Sunday with Denver beating the Kansas City Chiefs, the Denver Broncos won the AFC West that day. Congratulations, Denver. You're not going to get the hats and the t-shirts until later on in December, but the Broncos won the AFC West when they beat the Kansas City Chiefs this past Sunday. So Denver, to me, they're a lock to make the playoffs, and the betting market would say that as well. They're minus 10,000 over at BetMGM, so it's a lock. It's done. Denver will be in the playoffs. The New England Patriots are also a lock. Now, they might not win their division. That's still up for grabs. They have a big lead on the Buffalo Bills. They have a game against Buffalo coming up in December at home. The schedule is absolutely cake. So the Patriots, even though they might have to go the wild card route, but looking like they're going to win the East, they are also minus 10,000 over at BetMGM to make the playoffs. Like, those two teams, like, put it in stone. They'll be in the postseason come January, Denver and New England, just like old times back in 2015. The teams that I feel really good about. So these are three teams, not necessarily locks. Things can go haywire, but I would be pretty surprised if they didn't make it. The Buffalo Bills are in that category, and at BetMGM, they're minus 3,000. Schedule's pretty light. They do have some big games, you know, at New England, home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Those are big games for the Bills coming up later on in December. But when you look at their schedule and you look at the quarterback that they have, like, this team should make it to the postseason. Like, if they missed, I think everybody would be pretty damn surprised. And also, the Bills would probably have a new head coach as well if they missed the playoffs. So I don't think Sean McDermott would be hanging around for 2026 if that happened. They're minus 3,000. So not a lock, but we feel really good. The Colts, I feel good. And like, this is probably the one that I'm like, okay, like, I could see where things went really haywire, but they've built up such a great start at 8-2. Like, it would be pretty surprising if Indianapolis didn't make the postseason. Not a lock. Like, you know, there's still room for an epic collapse when you look at their schedule, but I do feel good that the Colts will be in the playoffs. And then the last team in that category is the Baltimore Ravens. And this one's a little bit spicier because the Ravens are minus 350. To make the playoffs. They're not minus 3,000, minus 1,500, minus 10,000. They're minus 350. So there's wiggle room there to where, like, they don't have to be in. I just think with their team quality, and if Lamar can stay healthy, which, I mean, that's up in the air. Every week there's a new body part that's hurt. It's either the hamstring, it's a knee, this week it's an ankle. What's it going to be next week? So as long as Lamar Jackson can stay healthy, I think the Ravens are going to make the playoffs and likely be your AFC North winner because, let's be honest, the AFC North is an absolute joke. And I know we're going to talk about Joe Burrow coming up in the next segment as well with like, oh, maybe Burrow can come back. All right, great, cool. The defense still sucks. Good luck, Joe Burrow, with your hurt toe trying to gut it out there for the Cincinnati Bengals team. That's absolutely hopeless. So those are five teams that two of them locks, three others that I feel really good about making the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That leaves two spots up for grabs down the stretch among, realistically, five teams. So you have the Jacksonville Jaguars, you have the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Kansas City Chiefs, and a team playing tonight in the Houston Texans. Now, to me, when you break down those five teams, I think you can break them down in order of like, all right, like what, who's most likely to make the playoffs and who's least likely. Least likely, I'm just going to get this out of the way because I don't believe whatsoever. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Sorry, guys. It's not happening. No, they're not making the playoffs. They have a tough schedule. The team's not very good to begin with. Like they're probably going to lose to the Bears on Sunday, even though that's a 2.5-point spread. But I think Chicago's going to win that game. But even if they beat Chicago. All right, here's home Buffalo at Baltimore, at Detroit later on, home against the Ravens. Like, come on. Like, it's not happening for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were never a playoff team. They're not going to make it. I would be stunned if the Pittsburgh Steelers make the playoffs. But I think the team that's most likely to make the playoffs amongst these teams, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Chargers, Chiefs, Texans, I still think it's the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's dire right now. They're 5-5, but I still think Kansas City is going to make the playoffs. They're a 3-point favorite at home against the Indianapolis Colts. Like, even if they lose that game, are they going to lose the rest of the way? At Dallas, great, they're going to beat the Cowboys. Home against the Texans, I think they're going to beat the Texans. Home Chargers, I think they'll beat the Chargers. At Titans, I think they'll beat the Titans. Home Broncos, feels like they're going to split. Those two teams pretty evenly matched after what we saw last Sunday. So I'd like the Kansas City Chiefs in that game on Christmas night. And then at the Raiders, who are barely an NFL team. So like, even if they lose on Sunday against Indianapolis, which is definitely possible, I think Kansas City is still going to the playoffs. And that's why the Chiefs, amongst all these teams, are the biggest favorite to go to the playoffs. They're minus 200 to make the postseason. BetMGM still believes, Femi still believes in the Kansas City Chiefs. But let's get spicy, though. Because I think the team that's second most likely, so we have the Chiefs in there to take up one of the playoff spots. This other team, it's a pretty big price. But I do think they're going to get there because they have a unit on defense that's absolutely insane, and it's the Houston Texans, who we're going to see later tonight. The Houston Texans over at BetMGM are plus 300 to make the playoffs. I love it. I love this bet. I have some plus 390 from a couple of weeks ago on Houston. I still recommend it here at plus 300. I love the Houston Texans defense. And Davis Mills, shout out to him, keeping this ship afloat without C.J. Stroud, who's going to miss another game tonight, but looking good for next Sunday when they take on the Indianapolis Colts. Like, he has saved their season, just not being a complete disaster. The comeback against Jacksonville, and then the defense did its job last Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. But if you look at Houston's schedule, the next 3 weeks are challenging. Tonight, they host the Bills. Next week, at the Colts. And then the week after that, they're at the Kansas City Chiefs. I already said, I think they're going to lose to the Chiefs. So you can mark that one off. So at 5-5, that gives Houston maybe one more loss that they can take to make the playoffs, they're going to lose to the Chiefs. You have the Bills and the Colts. I actually think they're going to go 1-1 in these two next games. Either they win tonight, or I think they're going to beat the Indianapolis Colts. If that's true, and this next 3 weeks, they'll go 1-2, and let's say one of these wins over the next couple of weeks. The end of the season for Houston, home against the Cardinals, home against the Raiders, at the Chargers, where they might be calling me, you, everyone else at home to play offensive line, and then home against Indianapolis, who maybe Indianapolis has clinched the AFC South by that point. I think Houston, as much of a disaster this season was at the beginning, I think the Texans are very, very live to make the postseason, because every year there's that team that we don't see coming that ends up in the postseason, whether it's an AFC or in the NFC. Every year we do this. Like, there's that team that we do not expect. Like, last year, it was probably the Ramley, who we talked about on the show, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who at this point were a couple games behind the Atlanta Falcons, and everybody was giving Atlanta the division, and then, oh, here comes Tampa down the stretch, and Atlanta collapses, boom, Buccaneers go to the playoffs as NFC South champions. Every year we do this. There's that team that gets hot around Thanksgiving and rolls into December playing good football. I think the Houston Texans are that team. And the team that they're competing with for that final spot is the Jacksonville Jaguars, who should make the playoffs. But what we know about Jacksonville is that this is not a serious operation. This team, I don't even think they're Jekyll and Hyde, because Jekyll and Hyde implies that they're really, really good sometimes. I think they're just bad. And I know they're coming off of their win of the year against the Chargers, where they blew out LA. That's more about the Chargers, who we haven't even brought up in this conversation. Cross them off. That offensive line is not going anywhere. Hell, they might even lose to the Cowboys in December, to be quite honest. Like, the Chargers are going nowhere. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, just when you want to believe, and people are starting to believe now after what they did to the Chargers, on the road at the Cardinals, you sure you can trust them? At Tennessee, they should take care of business. Home against the Colts, trust them in that game? They dominated Indianapolis. I can't remember the last time the Colts won down there in Duval County, but wouldn't it be so Jacksonville to lose that game? They're at Denver in December, at Indy in December. There are some losable games here for the Jacksonville Jaguars starting as early as this Sunday. And if that happens, and Houston wins one of these next two, plus 300, I hope I made you think a little bit harder about looking at the Houston Texans, because this team, in my opinion, is going to the playoffs. On the other side, we'll talk about their path starting tonight as they take on the Buffalo Bills next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.